America, welcome back to the show here. I'm getting emails from people up in Canada that my website is no longer visible by the domain name. They can still reach it with the IP. I'm trying to find out what's going on. I do have this checker that visits my website from various places around the world, but for some reason Canada is not on the list that they're checking. But if you are in and around Vancouver and listening to this show, do a quick check and see if you can see my website so we can debug whether it's just something at this guy's ISP or if Canada as a whole has started blocking websites that Israel does not like. We can't upset Israel. We can't, we just can't do that. It's not to be allowed. And, Israel's hysteria is just really hitting record levels here. I'm going to be talking about Netanyahu in a little bit here. Now, there is a new supposedly grassroots campaign hitting the country called the Comeback America Initiative. Okay. This has been bankrolled almost entirely by Wall Street billionaire Peter Peterson. He's spending $1 billion of his own fortune, which, as I understand it, really is kind of pocket change for him. And the goal of this campaign is to cut Social Security and other vitally important programs while slashing tax rates for the wealthy and large corporations and going out there saying this is the only way that we can cure the deficit and pay off the debt is that you have to live with less so that we can have more, which is always the core of every message coming out of Wall Street. You must make do with less so we can have more. You have to live simpler to save the world and stop global warming and, by the way, send your extra money to us as carbon taxes. Same thing you hear in every single fascist regime in history. You must make do with less so we can have more. Now, little story has come out about Mitt Romney, who's out there on his campaign saying that he's not going to apologize for his success in business. After all, it's not his fault he inherited a huge fortune from his parents, as did his wife. But what he never says is thank you to the American people, because when Bain and company ran into trouble and was on the verge of vanishing through chronic mismanagement, it was a federal government bailout, your money, that saved his company. So that's a little part of Mitt Romney's history that you may not see on the corporate media. This goes back to Matt Taibbi over at Rolling Stone, who's doing an absolutely fabulous job. If he hasn't gotten one already, I think he should get a Pulitzer Prize. Although the Pulitzer is like all these other gold things they put on the wall, is handed to the establishment lackeys who are most successful at selling you the next war and so forth and so on. But Matt is doing a really, really good job. And if what really happened was handing out truth and journalism awards, Matt would be number one on the list right now. Now, good old Nicolas Sarkozy used to be president of France, left France completely after he lost his election with warrants on his tail. He is now being considered, or he is considering, a £200,000 an hour job with the same bank that already employs Tony Blair. Going to become fabulously rich, because after all, he looted the French people to make the banks richer, and this is their way of showing gratitude here. Now, I want to talk about what's going on over in Iran right now. Today, they started their summit of the non-aligned movement. The Ayatollah Khamenei is out there saying the world is in transition right now, which we all know it is. We're seeing the old way start to fade away. It's fighting tooth and nail, but it is a change. It's a very dramatic change in the world. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about the Summit of the Non-Aligned Nations taking place in Tehran. It started today. It's going to go for 3 days, pretty much into the weekend. And Ayatollah Khamenei is basically, in his speech, is saying the policies of the Cold War era and unilateralism, say that three times fast, are failing. And the world is entering a new phase where the world is not simply controlled by a superpower and its master in Israel. And basically saying that the new world will be based on the participation of all nations and equal rights for all of them. Now, if you're as old as I am, you'll remember that a long time ago, the United States used to say things like that. Of course, they don't say that anymore. It's our way or the highway. We will bomb you until you love us. Now, Ban Ki-moon, basically in his speech, reiterated that the non-aligned nations have a key role in building and maintaining a world of global peace and justice. Peace through commerce. And this whole non-aligned summit of all these leaders from all of these countries visiting Tehran has basically put the lie to the U.S. claim that Iran is isolated and nobody loves them and nobody supports them because they're evil people. So apparently the United States government, in a fit of temper tantrum, has cut off Iran's people from World of Warcraft. That, by golly, will teach them not to mess with Israel or the United States. You can't play your computer game with us any longer. Now, apparently, up in Bulgaria, where there was a recent terror attack, the Vice Prime Minister, Moshe Yalon, basically came out and instead of talking about local events in Bulgaria, immediately launched into another tirade against Iran, saying that Iran must decide nuclear bomb or survival, which is a little reckless when you realize Iran doesn't actually have a nuclear bomb. You know, we're back to that same thing we saw going into Iraq. You must give up your nuclear weapons. We don't have any nuclear weapons. You must give them up right now. We don't have any nuclear weapons. That's it. The war is on. Same exact thing we saw with Iraq, all over again. Now, we already know from a couple of days ago, there is a report circulating around the U.S. intelligence community, all those various intelligence agencies, which basically is saying the same thing that we've been saying here on Republic Broadcasting for a very, very long time. The strategic interests of the United States of America would be best served by delinking from Israel and no longer supporting it, no longer giving them weapons. It is the United States that is becoming isolated in the world because of our slavery to Israel. And we're seeing it within the intelligence community. We're seeing it within the military. Dempsey is out there saying that an Israeli attack on Iran is not going to stop whatever nuclear program they actually do have. And he's saying, I don't want to be complicit in Israel's attack on Iran. So the military is starting to back off this whole thing. The only people in this country who are all hot and bothered for a war on Iran for Israel are the elected officials who are being openly bribed by AIPAC and Israel. Remember, Mitt Romney's little trip over there, his fundraising trip to Israel. They still won't say who he actually took money from. And the corporate media is saying, since this is not reported on any credible news outlets, we are not going to report it either. So, support for these attacks is virtually invisible. Now, Netanyahu went on a rant. He's basically said that he will speak to the UN General Assembly next month in response to comments coming out of the Non-Aligned Movement Summit. He's very angry and upset over Iran's call for a world free of nuclear weapons. How dare they do that? Well, that's kind of funny because I thought Netanyahu was saying that he didn't want Iran to have nuclear weapons, and here's Iran saying, yeah, we agree. And so Netanyahu, if he were seriously worried about Iran's nuclear weapons, would embrace and welcome a statement by Iran that they want a world free of nuclear weapons. But he's gone the other direction. He's up there screaming, oh, Iran's call for a ban on nuclear weapons is an anti-Semitic attack on Israel. And a clear reference to Israel's nuclear weapons. Not that we actually have them, of course, because we don't. And anyone who says we do is an anti-Semitic Hitler lover who denies the Holocaust and wants the Muslims to murder Jewish babies in their sleep. But if we did have nuclear weapons, which we don't, and you're an anti-Semitic if you say we do, then Iran's call for a world free of all nuclear weapons is clearly an anti-Semitic reference to us. Did I mention anti-Semitism? Good. Netanyahu, I don't think, realizes that he has basically acted like a guilty party here. Because the propaganda is that Israel doesn't have nuclear weapons, but Iran wants to have them, and Iran is saying, let's all agree not to have nuclear weapons. Netanyahu should have said, great idea, we'll go along with that. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. And Netanyahu's reaction is that of a guilty party. Netanyahu's reaction is the response of a man who knows that Iran doesn't actually have nuclear weapons, but that Israel does. Netanyahu is starting to make some really bad strategic mistakes here. I think he's panicking. I think he's absolutely panicking. Now, those elections in Israel have been put off another month. They're going to happen in October. So he's going to do this speech at the UN to try and basically revive this whole thing. Iran is the threat. Iran is the danger. Never mind that they haven't launched a war or conquest in 200 years. They want to do it now against us. And he's not getting any traction. Is he considering a false flag? Maybe. I'll bet right now he's fingering that little brass key and thinking, wow, you know, let's send a nuke over to Tehran and wipe out the leaders of all those non-aligned nations and get rid of that whole, you know, global community nonsense, because it's all Israel and all the United States and everybody else has to do what we say. So, Israel is, I guess, in the aftermath of the controversy over Rachel Corrie and the obviously bogus court victory, they're starting to crank up their abuses of the Palestinians. Apparently, Jericho, we've all heard that name from our Bible school and everything, that Palestinian farmers living in Jericho in the occupied West Bank have been ordered to basically uproot their trees they've grown and leave all agricultural lands within 45 days. Their crime is illegal planting of palm trees in the desert. I have a clue for you, Israel. Palm trees sort of grow in the desert all by themselves. Israel is claiming that legal ownership of the land is still in dispute, even though the people have been living on that land since before Israel was created. But they don't have the correct paperwork. Their papers are not in order, and Israel will not recognize the ownership if the papers are not in order. Yeah. So, more bulldozers going out there here. Been another shooting in Gaza. A Gaza woman is critically injured. An Israeli soldier shot her. Several bullets. One which hit her in the chest. And the Israelis can't even come up with an excuse. They can't even figure out a way to say she somehow deserved it. She was just minding her own business walking down the street. And this Israeli soldier, this IDF soldier, just uncorked on her. And even Israel can't find any spin on this thing. Now, over in California, and this should be a red warning sign for every American citizen, the state of California passed a resolution condemning anti-Semitism on all colleges and universities and called on educators to crack down on any demonstrations against Israel, because obviously it's all anti-Semitism. Doesn't matter what Israel does, you can't criticize them or you're being anti-Semitic. That's like trying to basically say you can't criticize Hitler because you're being anti-German. The protests aren't over who the people of Israel are or what their religion is. It's how they're behaving. And this resolution that got rammed through, bribed through the California government, is a slap in the face of the First Amendment right to freedom of expression. You can go on to a California college campus and you can protest the U.S. government all you want, but you dare not say a word about Israel. Israel is trying to take over this country. They're trying to subvert this country. I remember when I was a kid, we saw all this propaganda movies about beware of communist subversion of our educational system and our government. And the whole McCarthy hearings was all about communist subversion in the movie industry and communist subversion. We've been looking in the wrong direction all this time, people. By the way, apparently there was yet another of these endless Israeli spy scandals. Apparently this Israeli entity was caught spying on the United States of America. FBI started to investigate. The U.S. Department of Justice halted the investigation, said, you will stop right now. And the Department of Justice will not explain to the public why spies in our country from Israel continue to be allowed to simply go on about their business with impunity. I think we need to call it the Department of Israel instead of the Department of Justice. Israel is still throwing tantrums over the IAEA's attempt to get them to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and allow inspections. You can't talk about our nuclear weapons! You're being anti-Semites again! We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. There's been another one of these hate crime hoaxes. This is up in Lansing, Michigan, where a young man got into a fight on Sunday at a party located near Michigan State University campus. And the young man, who was Jewish, basically claimed that two guys just walked up to him, identified themselves as members of the KKK, asked if he was Jewish, and when he said yes, they assaulted him, they beat him up, and stapled his mouth, whatever that is supposed to mean. And the Lansing police are saying that no, in point of fact, that isn't what happened. Witnesses have basically said that this kid was behaving very Israeli, I guess is a good word, at the party, and he was asked to leave because he was causing trouble in the party. Then he walked outside and apparently got into a confrontation with two other people who did beat him up. But he provoked it. And so what happens when you act like such a total jerk that you get the crud beat out of you? You say, oh, it's anti-Semitism. They hated me because I'm Jewish and everything. No, they hated you because you were being a jerk. And that's not the same thing. And the issue here is not the fact that he was Jewish, it's how he acted, how he behaved. Same thing with Israel. It is not anti-Semitism to criticize Israel's actions. We reprised that Amy Goodman video on whatreallyhappened.com where this former minister from the Israeli government says, yeah, screaming anti-Semitism is a trick. It's a trick to get people to shut up when we can't actually answer what they're saying logically. You know, they start talking about Rachel Corrie, oh, you're being an anti-Semite. What about Israel's nuclear weapons? Oh, you're being an anti-Semite. What about the theft of Palestinian lands? Oh, you're being an anti-Semite. That's just what they do. And it's such an automatic reaction by now that we all see it for what it is. And they've used that word so much, and they've pulled so many of these hoaxes, and then they wonder why they're not getting traction, why the American people just don't believe the way they were conditioned to believe for all these years. That's why they're trying to take control of the college campuses again. They want to re-educate the American people to go back to believing all of the lies and propaganda that used to control them. Well, it's not going to happen, I don't think. All righty, let's see. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Kind of quiet today. I sort of expect a lot of people are already heading out for that Labor Day weekend. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Manhattan is going to be sprayed for the West Nile virus. They're starting with the more expensive neighborhoods, I might add. And they're proclaiming West Nile virus cases rise 40% in 1 week, and they're, you know, screaming, it's an epidemic, it's this and it's that. Why this is happening is no mystery, and I said this earlier in the show. As the economy of the United States began to decline and tax revenues dried up, funding for pest control, for vector control, whatever they're going to call it, went away. And so the people who were going around and pouring kerosene on standing water to make sure that mosquito larvae couldn't survive, they don't have that job anymore. And we saw that here in Hawaii, where vector control was defunded, and the pests are coming back, including mosquitoes. We have dengue fever on this island right now. So West Nile is it is mosquito-borne. And so when you cut the funding to keep the mosquito population under control, yeah, mosquito-borne diseases are going to increase. And everybody's acting like it's a big surprise and a crisis, and the government will move decisively to deal with the emergency. Well, the reality is the government dropped the ball in preventing the emergency. And this is kind of what gets back to that whole firefighter analogy that I talk about all the time. We have a government that lives on public relations and looking good. And they know that America loves a fireman who comes in when your house is on fire and they throw water on everything and chop through the walls with axes and they leave a really huge mess behind them and then they hand you back what you had, half of what you had before. And they're heroes. And they are. Let's not, you know, deny that. You know, but the person who came around a week before and said, maybe you want to tape over that exposed wiring or get those oily rags out of the garage, that's a pain in the neck. And politicians don't want to be pains in the neck in an election year. So they're perfectly willing to let things fall apart because they can't get political gain out of it. And then when something bad happens, they'll rush in and look heroic like Obama is doing down there in New Orleans. He got the military in there real quick. He's going to prove that he's not going to neglect New Orleans the way Bush did. And that's certainly good for the people in New Orleans right now. But we all know after the election is over, he'll drop the ball on them. Because there won't be any political gain to be had from it. Now, Steve Gunn, a while back, I meant to cover this before, but, you know, didn't get there. Just say no when the TSA asks you to chat. And this is in response to this new program the TSA has of just having TSA work up to you and start to talk to you. Hi, where are you going? You know. And, you know, and just whatever. And the questions get slowly more and more intrusive. And what they're doing is they're basically, you know, picking your brain and looking for something that could be construed as a terroristic threat. Now, I have concerns about this. It's just more of that intrusive behavior. I'm willing to be friendly and chat with anybody who's being friendly with me, but I'm not going to voluntarily chat with somebody who's there looking for a reason to harass me. We'll be back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
On the buzz, all men find I'm not. I got the money on a bet. Four crocodiles, oh, hey, oh. They snap their teeth on your cigarette. Four attacks of the hookah, I say. Oh, hey, oh, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Walk like an Egyptian.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the TSA's new program. They're showing up everywhere. Sporting events, shopping malls. It's the growth industry. We will watch you. And it's just constant thing. And the newest tactic is basically they just pay people to walk around talking to you, looking for a reason to harass you. And so Steve Gunn was talking about this situation where he's just, you know, hanging out at the airport waiting for his flight to be called, and this, you know, TSA girl comes up and she's chatty and just talking to him. And after a while, he realizes she's picking his brain looking for something that they can make an issue about. Because remember, the TSA has been around for over 10 years. They have yet to actually catch a real terrorist. And we know all these TSA people have been arrested for aiding drug dealers and stealing from luggage and all this other stuff. And they've got a really lousy image. They're probably more hated than the IRS right now. And what they're doing here is they keep on asking more and more intrusive questions until you say, wait a minute, you're getting personal. And then they say, why are you hostile? You must be hostile because you have ill intent. And then they basically call over the supervisor and do this, all of this stuff here. So in response to that, I have pre-written my response to that. you know, to the bimbos in blue here. Why am I hostile? I'll tell you why I'm hostile. I live here on Hawaii, and right now we have 4,000 homeless people whose lives were destroyed when the TSA ruined our tourism. People who never did anything wrong except live in a nation of blue shirt fascism under a government which stole their lands and then acts like they and the tourists are the criminals. Meanwhile, 318 of your fellow blue shirts were arrested last year for crimes like child porn, stealing from travelers, and drug smuggling. So if there were real terrorists and not just actors hired to justify a war, all they'd have to do is bundle up anthrax inside drug shipments, bribe one of the blue shirts to let them through the border, and they'd be home free. And given how many addicts in Europe are dying from anthrax-laced heroin right now, I'd suggest this has already happened. While the TSA has been distracted rummaging through our luggage for your Christmas gifts for this year. So, no, dear TSA, you may not ask me where I'm coming from or where I'm going to because it's none of your business, and it's already in the airline computer. And I refuse to let you see me naked unless I get to see you naked. By the way, TSA still owes me a replacement for the laptop one of their butterfingered bozos dropped on me. So you may not touch the new one. Yeah, we're hostile against the TSA. TSA is hostile against us. It's a modern Gestapo, and I am sick of it. They have wrecked the economy of any part of this nation that is dependent on tourism. I know our local media is always saying, we have an 80% occupancy rate in our hotels, huzzah, huzzah, until you realize how many hotels have gone out of business since TSA inflicted themselves on us. I've lived here in Hawaii for, quite a few years. We came over here to work on Final Fantasy. And I remember what Waikiki used to be like, and it was exciting and alive and crowded. And we go down there today, and yeah, there's still tourists, but it's almost a ghost town. It really, really is. People say, I don't want to go to the United States. I don't want to be treated like a POW, going and coming. We used to have friends in Britain who used to come to Hawaii once a year. They don't do it any longer. They said, we cannot relax in Hawaii being treated like prisoners of war getting in and going out again. It's big business for Michael Chertoff, who set up all of this nonsense when he was director of Homeland Security. Then he resigns and he starts a company that sells the government all the stuff he ordered the government to buy. He and his investors are getting insanely rich, and they don't care who else has to suffer for it. Same attitude we see in the Wall Street Money Junkies. Same attitude that the Jeremy Irons character portrays in that movie Margin Call I was telling you about earlier in the show. This idea that, you know, as long as we make money, hey, you know, somebody's got to lose somewhere. Our job is to make sure it isn't us. That's the attitude. Now, back up in New York, a group of activists have called for a huge protest march in New York against the stop-and-frisk policy on the grounds that it is targeting mainly low-income communities of color. And, you know, it's funny. Just about a year ago, I was in New York City for the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. I think it's the first time that the peace activist ever got to perform off-Broadway. And I did stroll through Wall Street, figured it was worth a visit to the belly of the beast. I didn't see any stop and frisk taking place along Wall Street. Funny thing there. You know, a lot of cops, a lot of those little portable watchtowers, a lot of machine guns, a lot of barricades built into the sidewalks just in case, you know, the people get upset at what's going on here. But no stop and frisk on Wall Street. Funny thing there. All right, we got a caller on the line. Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mikey. You don't mind if I call you Mikey? I listen to you every day for the past year and a half, so I feel like I know you.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Hey, Mike. You're talking about the TSA and so forth. You know, in 2 years they haven't found anything there. I think there was two incidences where they fabricated something there. And I can't imagine why they would go into malls and, you know, strike up conversations with a stranger when, you know, they're already under surveillance and they have their Facebooks, you know, monitored and whatnot. I don't understand that one there.
It's all about the money. It's all about the security industrial complex.
And it's like a job security.
It's just all about the money. Keep going, booga booga, there are terrorists, and we'll sell you protection to them. And there are no terrorists. There's just all these phonies running around trying to justify a war, like, you know, Adam Perlman and all the rest of his ilk. But they're going to wave terrorists at you so that you will buy their protection services. And it's all a joke, and it's all a hoax. Same thing with the military-industrial complex. We got to protect against those gosh darn communists and, you know, take your money and build rockets and missiles and bombers and submarines. And, of course, over in the Soviet Union, their military was saying the same thing. We must protect you from the American imperialists, and we're going to take your money and build bombs. And most of the stuff didn't even work. It was just this huge fraud being perpetrated on citizens of the United States of America and the citizens of the Soviet Union.
Hey, the real reason, or another reason why I wanted to call is, well, I think it was last week, Claire was on.
Yes.
And
she's going to be on tomorrow, too.
Oh, really? She's such a sweetheart.
Yes, she is.
Sounds like one. Yeah.
I got her. She's mine.
Yeah, sure do.
3.5 billion women on planet Earth, and I married the best one.
Well, you were lamenting one time, and I was going to admonish you for that. Because you said, well, you're not rich and everything like that. How much is a Claire worth?
More than anybody listening to this show has. She's not for sale. She's not even for rent. But you can buy some of her sheet music.
Okay, well, I guess that's about as good as I'm going to get. But I mean,
yeah, I'm afraid
that's worth a lot. So I don't want to ever hear you call yourself poor. Let's see here. No, I was just, you and Claire were talking about, you know, the vets and so forth and, you know, the large number of suicides.
Yes.
That, you know, are going on with these vets. But, you know, like, one aspect to look at this, and I'm sure that you have, but, you know, you have a young person, if you imagine this scenario, you have a young person graduating from high school, even college. McDonald's won't even hire them.
Yes.
Okay. And a lot, don't forget,
yes,
you know,
they won't hire them unless they flunk an IQ test.
Right. Well, whatever. You know, but they, you know, turn down and turn down and turn down, you know, for just whatever kind of job. Okay. And and then you have the illegals competing with them. You know, these people that are eligible for to join the military.
Yes.
So out of duress, okay, and you have to remember, well, it was one point, it's like, you know, a lot of these kids, I mean, they don't have parents or they don't have a basement or a garage that they can move in, you know, and they have no hope. So out
of
duress.
It's an economic draft. It's an economic draft. That's, you know, definitely that's
exactly
the reason when there's, you know, every time a factory shuts down, the military recruiters show right up there. I remember when Hurricane Katrina came through New Orleans and all the people were losing their homes, the military recruiters were there before anybody else saying, we've got a place for you to live, just sign up right here. I have no doubt they're down in New Orleans right now looking at all the new homeless people and saying, we got a job for you.
Exactly. And, you know, they paint a rosy picture and so forth. You know, through that whole recruitment thing. I don't know of too many young people that would say, oh, yeah, you know, or be gung-ho about it, but, you know, at least it's a way out. You know, at least.
Well, you know,
they don't even know who their parents are or, you know, their parents
Even ones with parents, even kids that have got parents and family, but the parents, they don't have room in the home, they're also financially stressed. And, you know,
exactly.
Nobody wants to live with their parents, and sometimes the military seems better. And as a matter of fact, Claire and I think about 4 weeks ago, we were going down to the local Denny's, which has gone out of business, which if when Denny's isn't making it, you know the economy's really screwed. And there's a whole bunch of military recruiting offices there. Maybe that's the reason Denny's went out of business. Who wants to be anywhere around those guys? And there was a whole group of young kids all wearing U.S. Air Force T-shirts, and they were basically waiting for the bus to take them off to being trained. And we just chatted a little bit with them and said, you know, you know, are you proud about serving your country? And what we kept hearing is there wasn't anything else. We just got out of school. There's nothing else here. It's either the Air Force or homelessness or, you know, living in my parents' garage or whatever. And, you know, we could see it on their faces. They weren't happy about being in the military.
Right.
They just, this was just the opportunity to, you know, it was an opportunity to at least do something. And, of course, they're looking forward to all those promised benefits after they serve their term of enlistment, most of which are not going to materialize. Remember, the U.S. courts have consistently ruled that promises made by recruiters to get your kid to sign their name on that contract are not legally enforceable. So...
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're talking about the economic trap, and I was trying to, I called you about this. Obama declared, the 18 or 16 to 30 year olds, illegals legal. Cause it was,
yeah,
quote, the right thing to do, and he got the
well, they're
quote.
Already offering
okay,
these guys.
That,
you know, let me get in here for a little comment, and then I'll let you talk a little bit more here. That, you know, they've already gone around telling these illegals that they're making temporarily legal. They're going to say, if you will serve in the military forces of the United States of America, you will get your green card. They're bribing, you know, they're letting these kids, these illegals in. It's depressing wages and salaries, and they're going to grab them for the military. And a lot of these illegals who think they're getting a path to citizenship don't realize that at the end of it is a tour of duty over there in the Middle East.
That might know that part of it, but I kind of figured that was down the pike. How is that going to work? But anyway, you know, but to further strap this, well, I don't know what the unemployment rate is between, you know, in that age group. But, okay, these okay, citizens... Okay, and we're talking about an economic trap. Okay, to further up that or to make matters worse, he illegalizes all these people, right? So, okay, that even lessens your chance to get hired at McDonald's part-time, right?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, at the risk of having people call in and scream at me for being insensitive about the issue, not that I go to fast food restaurants any longer because I'm on this diet and everything, but when I still was, it's almost reached the point where I can't do business in there because the English language skills in all of these various franchise fast food places here in Hawaii, the English is so poor, I can't make myself understood as to what I want, and then the person on the counter can't make themselves understood to me as to whether or not I want pickle on my French toast or whatever. So, it's very, very, very difficult. As far as making these illegals legal, I haven't seen any comment about them getting a taxpayer identification number and having to pay taxes and their employers having to pay employee taxes like regular Americans do. It almost seems like they're gaming
the
system.
Mike.
Yeah, they're gaming the system. You know, they're not, you know, everyone screams about the wealthy not paying their fair share of taxes. Same can be said for the illegals. And it almost seems like all of these decisions are being made to serve the immediate need of bodies to depress the job market, bodies to put into the military, and nobody's really thinking long term any longer in terms of planning for this nation.
No. But no, to go on with this scenario that I'm foreseeing here is that, okay, so, you know, under duress, you know, somebody signs up for the military, right?
Yes.
They serve their 4 years minimum.
Yes.
Okay. Then maybe another four years or whatever, and, you know, they're told or, you know, they're fooling themselves, you know, whatever, that when they get out that, you know, they'd maybe be able to help their families, help themselves, have some kind of a future, and boom, you know, what a letdown. Okay, if they're not physically screwed up, they're mentally, you know, that's traumatic. I mean, I haven't been in the service, but, you know, I mean, I can just imagine. Okay, so you go through all that, then, so that duress that drove them to it, they look back and they say, my God, what did I do? You know?
Yeah,
I went from duress to ultimate despair.
Well, that would certainly account for the high suicide rate in the military. Yeah, that would account for all the suicides. You know, there is absolutely no question that the U.S. government is basically treating the entire population of the United States like farm livestock. In fact, there's this new campaign, we've got to be aware of animals' consciousness, go back to eating, you know, corn and grain and vegetable. I mean, basically, they're trying to get us to eat the same kind of stuff that's fed to the other farm animals over at the food corporations. You know, but when you go to Washington, D.C., you're not going to see, you know, your Congress critters chowing down on a granola bar. They're going to have a big, thick steak and all the rest of that stuff that's going on there. So it's an ugly situation. And again, if you look at these policy decisions regarding illegal immigration, and by the way, it's so strange to have to go through the airport and get strip searched, you know, because of the fear of terrorists, and yet they're letting people walk across the border from Mexico completely unseen. If somebody really wanted to commit an act of terror in this country, they just got to go down to Mexico, walk across the border, they're home free. None of it makes any sense. It's all about money and power. We'll be right back.
It. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Coming up on the top of our hour here, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, remember long ago how the Republican Party was supporting campaign finance disclosure. We must allow the American people to know who is funding our politicians and our political movement. Well, all of a sudden, with the GOP unable to get grassroots support the way Ron Paul did, and now dependent on corporate money coming in, much of it from undisclosed sources, the Republican Party's longtime support for campaign finance disclosure laws is starting to erode, especially after Mitt Romney's fundraising trip to Israel. By the way, we just put up a story which links to various online tools to allow you to go in and track super PAC spending. Basically, who is funding who, who's paying for this commercial that you find so offensive, and so that's a good resource for all of you to be looking at here. Now, Obama is trying to reach out to the internet generation the way Ron Paul successfully did. And apparently, Obama got himself, or somebody pretending to be Obama, working for the White House PR department, joined Reddit and invited the tough questions, and he would answer them, and apparently has basically left without answering most of them. And people are starting to say he should have titled his little thread there, "Ask Me Almost Anything." And as I keep telling you, our crop of politicians, political leaders, security experts, consultants, all the rest of these people, they're a bunch of Cold War fossils. They still think the world operates the way it did when Americans would wet themselves on hearing the word commie. And they're still trying to play the propaganda and political game by the rules that worked half a century ago. They don't understand how fundamentally the flow of information through society has changed in this age of the internet. They don't get it. They're struggling to find a way to control it without understanding it is something beyond their control. It's the same transformation we saw when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing and brought inexpensive book publication to Europe. And the churches were in an uproar, and the governments were in an uproar, and they tried to buy it up, and they tried to control it, they tried to suppress it. The Bible actually burned the first guy to make an English translation of the Bible at the stake. We can't let these people actually read this Bible, because they were like, 500 different versions, each one of them altered by the churches to serve their own immediate political interests. And the availability of the Gutenberg Bible is what forced, eventually, the reconciliation of all these different versions of the text under the unification of the King James Bible. So everybody had the same thing, and you didn't have people standing up and saying, "Over at that church, they say it's okay to wallpaper your dog." We'll be right back after station identification.